an American man who caught the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, while working as a healthcare worker in Saudi Arabia, has been released from a Florida hospital. He is one of three people in the U.S. to have become infected. In Saudi Arabia, more than 100 people have died from MERS, and the country is struggling to respond to the ongoing crisis. The BBC's Zubida Malik reports.
Virus Corona, المسبب لمتلازمة الشرق الأوسط التنفسية.
A video from the Ministry of Health in Saudi Arabia advising people in the country on how best to avoid Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS as it's called. It's the latest attempt by the authorities to allay people's concerns and stop the spread of the disease. Over 100 people have died from the virus, which starts off with flu-like symptoms and coughing. Although not always fatal, there is no cure or vaccine for MERS. Sadia is a social worker who lives in Jeddah. She says people have been panicking in the city.
They are more afraid of any person who has flu symptoms, sneezing or coughing in public.
She says her friends who are doctors have advised her to avoid crowded places, to wash her hands frequently and to eat healthily. Salim is an expat who lives and works in Jeddah and is worried about the risk to his children. His words have been voiced up by an actor.
My children's school, alongside others, have adjusted timings to reduce the school day. Face masks are a regular feature around Jeddah now. We are aware of alerts coming from various ministries providing information on the illness and what precautions to take. To be frank, the end of term and holiday period could not come quick enough.
The Saudi authorities have introduced new measures this week to deal with the virus, including a rapid deployment team. Experts from Western countries have flown in to help and advise. Khalid Al-Maina is an influential writer and the editor-at-large of the Saudi Gazette. He wrote a damning piece last month criticising the authorities. Since then, the health minister has been replaced and two senior officials have been sacked. He says initially procedures are not being followed in hospitals in Jeddah.
General hospital, where a lot of people go, I think thousands of people are down there, and probably the hygiene level was not up to the standard, and at the same time, I think the doctors were careless in the diagnosis, in treatment, taking the precautionary measures to see to it that others will not be infected. You had nurses infected, you had some people die, medical personnel died.
Khalid Al-Maina says the new health minister has been touring the country visiting hospitals and things are improving now. But the concern for many is that with the annual pilgrimage of Hajj this summer and millions from around the world expected to travel to Saudi Arabia, will the virus be contained and a cure found in time?